Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Doug Barry back on the show. Doug is a longtime, more than 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's in charge of the Global Knowledge Center there at Global Markets. It's part of the Department of Commerce's operation over there, and he's been joining us now for a number of years, helping us get our export cornflakes in a row, squared away here, get them, our eggs in a row here to do business overseas, and nobody does it better than him. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. So we're doing ducks in a row, cornflakes in a row.
Yeah, I like to mix my metaphors. You know, I'm pretty good at that. But no, it actually should have been cornflakes together.
Right, and eggs and cornflakes, not a bad breakfast.
And by the way, they're duck eggs, too, by the way.
Even better.
Not just chicken eggs, they're duck eggs. Hey, Doug, one of the things that I'd like for you to talk to us about is something that we've never talked about on the show before, and you don't really hear people talking about it much, and that is, does customer service, does the desire, the need for the importance of good customer service relations, treating people right, et cetera, et cetera. Does that transcend borders? Is when you're dealing with people overseas in other countries, do they expect that? What's been your experience out there?
Well, it's extremely important to anyone that is in business trying to sell to customers in another country. They have to keep those principles absolutely as top priorities. And we're selling books this morning. It sounds like from the spot that I just heard you do with your book, and I'll mention one that we talked about the last time I was on the show. The one that I've just done called Exporters, exclamation point. And in that, one of the themes in the book is that the successful exporter is one that doesn't just talk about the importance of customer service and excellent products, but who actually delivers. And let me tell you a little story about an experience that I had a number of years ago when I was not with the Department of Commerce. I was up in Alaska, and I was invited over by Yakutian reindeer herders, and this is Siberia, in the deepest, darkest, coldest part of Siberia. They wanted us to come over as part of this sort of bridge project that we had between Russia and Alaska at the time, and teach the reindeer herders how to process the meat.
Wow.
And I know, given this time of year, it's probably not great to talk about reindeers in this particular context, but if you think about it, reindeers in that part of the world are like cattle.
Oh, yeah. Here, and I'll tell you something, reindeer is delicious.
Well, yes, I would agree. I won't go into great detail.
You go to Sweden, they'll serve it with mashed potatoes and lingonberry sauce. Yeah, it's delicious.
That sounds good to me. But they wanted, they wanted a can. They wanted to process it in a different way. So I brought over a wild game butcher from Alaska, famous person there named Doug Drum. They call him the Sausage King. So he came over and he did a demonstration for the Yakutian, shoppers in the capital city of Yakutsk. And I had observed as we rolled through the street one day in a bus, I saw a big flatbed truck pull up beside us, and in that flatbed truck were these frozen legs sticking out. And that's the way the product is transported back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So Doug, whipped out his knives and his hatchets, and shortly he had chops and he steaks and all kinds of interesting
butchered the animals, like a butcher would do.
Exactly. And then he shrink-wrapped them, and he had them all displayed. And so I asked one of the shoppers, a woman, in her fur hat there, I said, what would you prefer, the legs in the back of the truck that are frozen, or these beautiful shrink-wrapped, attractive, frying pan-ready...
Well, I know what she said. I promise you.
What do you think she? What do you think she?
I know
said?
What she said.
What did she say?
She said, "I want the shrimp wrap kind."
Exactly.
I want the new kind. Yeah.
She looked at me like I was from another planet.
Like,
and
what do you think? Do you not notice I'm a woman? Of course, I'm going to want it nice and neat.
Exactly. And then flash forward to last summer, when I went to Maine and I, stopped into one of the hotels. It was late at night, and the woman, looked at me and said, "Well, I'm doing the night audit. I can't rent you a room
now." Oh my goodness!
And I said, "But it's 10 o'clock, and you still should be able to do this. You have to take a break and come back. I'll finish the story."
Yeah, let's finish your story after these messages. Doug always has great stories for us, ladies and gentlemen. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
And I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.